Williams is a teacher and says a huge focus, if he wins, will be education reform. He says when he was a statewide mentor in the villages of Savoonga and Gamble, he worked on teacher retention. The University of Alaska Anchorage Institute of Social and Economic Research reports between the years 2007 and 2012, 12% of teachers switched schools. ICER also says teachers who studied in Alaska had a lower turnover rate than those who studied elsewhere. Williams says this lack of retention among Alaskan teachers poses a problem. When a new teacher only stays for a year or two, the replacement teacher, who is also probably new, will make the same mistakes as the previous teacher, causing a loss of institutional knowledge. He says he wants to encourage teachers to stay in the state, especially those who were educated in Alaska.
We have to do as much as we can to grow our own. That you look at where we're at, and you look at what our strengths are, and you try and reinforce them. You look at where our weaknesses are, and you try and make them stronger. But we want to make sure that we have high quality, effective teachers, and we want to have incentives for that. We want to try and grow our own and have people stay. Because if you're from a community, sometimes people come into a rural community and they kind of feel it's a hardship or it's adjustment. But if you're from that community, it's home. And you want to try and encourage that as much as you can.
Although he did not always have political aspirations, Williams has always been interested in serving his community.
It's the great public education that allowed me to be who I am today. I looked at all that professional development I received and that idea of giving back to your state. I'm also working on a PhD in public policy, a scholarship through being a teacher of the year. And I'm like, well, how do you put all those together? I look at the Office of Lieutenant Governor, and I'm actually... I'm very interested in that position specifically. You partner and collaborate with the governor to really increase the effectiveness of the executive branch, and you can really make a difference. You're in charge of the Division of Elections. And so I'm very excited about that specific position.
Williams says his trip to Dillingham was enlightening, and he was glad to meet possible supporters. He says although education is important to him, if he's elected, he will listen to the people of Alaska on all their concerns.
I have to say I've absolutely been delighted how welcomed I've been to Dillingham. But I think if I was supportive of Pebble, I don't think I would have had a place to sleep last night. To me, that's just very, very clear that the answer is no, and our state should have taken a much more forceful look at saying that it's the wrong mine, and we don't risk the world's best fishery for red salmon for the sake of a short-term gain.
The most important thing, Williams says, is that he listened to everything voters are concerned about. He says it's really all about Alaskans.
As policymakers, we need to make sure that we're listening to all Alaskans, that we're working to represent all Alaskans, and we're trying to do what's best for all Alaskans. And I've just seen decision after decision that seems to play to special interests instead of all Alaskans.
Williams says during his three-day visit to Dillingham, he talked to residents to learn what issues concern them and what he could do to help if elected. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.